Randy with you. Coming up, tickets for the big Voodoo Fest coming to town.
To train to the banks of the Mississippi, from Baton Rouge to Bayou Boutique. This is Hooks checking your news headlines. Good day to be in New Orleans.
And the birthday boy. And this is for mommy.
Good morning, Mr. Wood.
Morning, Kitty.
Paper.
Oh. How was your weekend?
Great. How was yours?
Very nice.
Good.
How are the kids?
Great.
Oh.
Happy.
Jacob.
Ted.
Morning.
Ted.
What?
What's happening?
Does your car have a radio? Greenspan's speech was delayed after the FOMC meeting. Rumor is he's sick, but my screen looks like the end of the world is factored into prices.
Let's have everyone in the conference room in 10 minutes. Deborah, I need you for 5 minutes.
Hey. Thank you.
It's Monday, buddy. There'll be a Tuesday.
Okay, you have a conference call about the antitrust approvals with Howery at 11.
Close the door, please.
So how'd Henry's party go?
Oh. Terrific. He had a great time.
Good.
I have a problem.
Okay, what is it?
The buzzing of the bees in the cool shade trees and the crystal water mountains. He taught me a song for his birthday and I have to sing it for him tonight at bedtime and I can't think for the life of me what it is.
Okay, just, you know, sing me a little and we'll figure it out together.
The buzzing of the bees by the cool shade trees at the crystal water
fountain. At the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings on the big rock candy mountain.
Call 911!
Yes, I want to report a shooting.
Get behind the desk.
What?
Get behind the desk and stay there.
Ma'am?
The Laurel Morgan building. Third floor.
Ma'am?
Peoria in full time.
Ma'am?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Ma'am, you gotta stay with me. God! You said they put me on hold. Hello?
Deborah. Deborah,
gotcha. Can you see anything?
It'll be fine. Promise.
Come on. God! Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Pulaski.
Morning, Nick.
You need some help with that?
Bill's ring keeps crapping out, blocking up the damn pump. I got it now, Nick.
Last time you nearly took out every sink in the quarter, you know.
Hey, that was those kids messing with the water, man.
You know, you should really quit those things.
What for?
Christmas comes a little early this year.
Ah, there's our boy. So what do you say? Does he stop in for coffee and a cruller? Let's give him a crawler.
No!
Bingo!
We have a winner.
I can smell the fried dough over here.
And there he is. Breakfast of champions right there. Then we're losing him. I'll take just a couple more. Say goodbye to Mr. Nicholas Easter. Who's next on the hit parade?
Hi.
Bonjour.
Can I get the candle?
Celui-là?
No, I'm sorry. The red one? It's just to the left of that pentacle, scary pentacle and the jar of blood.
See? Si.
Right there?
Je pense que l'embouteille le chandail de Saint-Nicolas. Oh!
Oh, thank you. What'd you say?
She's Cajun. I told her that you wanted the Saint-Nicolas candle, right? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's the one I was pointing to.
C'est bon, tu vois encore.
Et vous, Dad.
Now, what happened right there? What did she say?
She said you're a nice-looking boy, but she doesn't trust you.
She didn't say that, did she? You know what it is? Jury duty. Got a summons in the mail. Just trying to pray my way out of it.
Where's your sense of civic duty?
I flunk civics.
Oh.
Do you have any other tips?
I would go with a St. Catherine candle.
What did she do?
She's the patron saint of unmarried women and jurists.
Really?
Really?
That's not what that candle really is it?
This your first time in New Orleans?
No. I've been here a number of times.
I had you pegged as the first time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How's your mother?
Excuse me?
Is she feeling better?
How you know about my mother?
She was in the hospital, but now you're taking care of her at home.
She had a stroke.
Your wife wants you to put her in a home, but you're feeling guilty about that.
You checked out a few of them, and doesn't feel like the Christian thing to do.
My advice? Reconsider the home. Better an unhappy mother than an unfriendly wife. I'm up here on the right.
You can't hurt someone. People can hurt more than that. Same thing with guns. And Vicksburg firearms. The only thing that's going to win the case for us is because it's the first time we've got a gun company ex-executive
who's going to go up against his former employer, and with good conscience, he's going to testify for us.
I promised Celeste that I would win it for her and all the other victims that died that day. You're going to make history, Celeste. We're going to make history together. Thank you for your courage.
Barry, we got an SUV case at noon.
And Celeste, I'm going to see you and your son at Arnold's at 6.
Just as long as we don't
nothing
talk
about the case. This is dinner with you and Henry. Barry, you got Thomas here to reply.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Rohr.
Yeah.
Lawrence Green. And then just Hostetler.
Ah, Hostetler. Yes, jury consultant, New York City.
Philadelphia. I want to thank you for agreeing to meet with me, sir. Thank you.
I just want you to guess how many phone calls and letters I get from expert jury consultants such as yourself.
I can imagine, sir. I appreciate that you inviting me down here, sir.
Yeah, really this is more important now. Which one?
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm off to court. This is the striped, non-striped, the striped.
I will go with the striped one, sir. Matches your jacket.
Right, and you have a striped one because you're from New York City.
Philadelphia, sir.
I think we're going to go with the non-striped one, Phyllis. You know, as a clever jury consultant, you should know that jurors down here don't trust a lawyer who's too madly turned out. Huh? How familiar are you with my case?
Very, sir. Yeah,
you think it's a strong case?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you think it's a winning case?
People don't win gun cases, Mr. Rohr. I think I can help you with that, sir.
There's got to be another commuter flight. Can you try one in Richmond or Atlanta? I got to call you back. He's here.
You
represent the widow of a man shot by a Vicksburg firearms gun. That gun company's finding out things about prospective jurors their husbands and their wives don't even know.
Is that right?
Yeah. And the word is, the defense has retained Rankin Fitch as their lead jury consultant.
Rankin Fitch? You don't know. I know who he is.
Mr. Fitch, how's your flight?
Fine. Are we up and running, Miss Monroe?
We are. Kaufman's inside with Burke and the kid from MIT, Lamb. He's here, too.
What about Broussard, forensic linguist?
Linguist 6 out of Rochester. He misses connecting flight in Atlanta, but he'll be here by 3.
Who's our backup?
Sir, he'll be here by 3.
Who is our backup?
LaVon Raines out of Dallas.
All right. Call Mr. Broussard, tell him his service is no longer required.
See what time Raines could be here.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fitch?
I just want you to tell me why I need a jury consultant.
Fitch's team will be scientifically picking jurors predisposed in his favor by using video surveillance, wiretaps, psych profiles, graphology.
Larry, where's my car?
It's where you parked.
All right, come on, we're going together.
Sir, I have a master's in psychology from the University of Chicago. I know handwriting analysis. I know this stuff. I really do. Watch civics, okay?
Dolores Kennelly, registered Democrat, 46 years of age, unmarried occupational therapist, devout cat lover.
Yeah, look at the way she turns away from the man walking his dog. She's definitely self-conscious about his weight.
Maybe she just hates dogs. Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Freeze up, Mr. Lamb. We love fat women, people. They're tight-fisted, unsympathetic. I want her on my jury. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find 11 more jurors and 3 alternates just like her. Who's next?
Jerry Fernandez, 40 years old, Puerto Rican, works for a local moving company.
I got 35 years experience in courtrooms, and my instincts for picking juries have served me quite nicely so far. I want to thank you for your time.
Mr. Roy, I flew down here on my own dime.
Why?
Because I believe in this. I believe in this case.
Why?
I believe in a world without guns.
That's very sweet, but a little naive.
Excuse me.
30% of your usual fee. You're hired. Strictly probationary status.
You don't want to check out my resume?
Already did. It's impressive.
Okay, here's the thing.
What do you got?
The following are automatically exempt.
I read through that.
Not
stuff.
A resident
not
of New
work.
Orleans Parish.
That's not going to work. What
that's
am I going
to say? We have to
Russell,
be thorough.
I'm going to tell these people I'm just going to pack up and leave.
Number two. What do you mean pack up and leave? I see your stuff. You ain't got nothing to pack.
No, it's true. They own you. I'll tell you this. Well, one thing you can do. Leave the country.
Why am I going to leave the country?
Church convention. The sex change.
You leave
yeah, because
farm.
You're becoming a woman. Yeah. You go to goat farm.
This whole thing is a disaster because I got my life, I got my work, and I got my training to challenge.
You can claim hardship.
That's 8 weeks away.
That's 8 weeks in your guard.
I can't do it.
You can't
do it.
Your Honor, I can't
do it.
You
got the challenge. You can't go.
All right. Hold on. Check this. If you have been convicted of a felony, have you been convicted of a felony?
No.
You should commit a felony. Just commit a crime.
Are you serious?
It doesn't have to be bad crime. You're out. You're gone.
I should commit a crime?
That's it.
You get it. You're asking to get out of it. Are you not?
You registered to vote. That's the problem. If you registered to vote, then they got you in that jury pool. We need to deregister him.
Maybe.
You know, one of these days I'm going to get organized, throw half this stuff away.
Oh, what's that? Walter PPK. That's a nice piece. That's the same gun James Bond used. You know that?
Really? Can't be too safe these days. Walking on the street all alone.
Smooth, Maxine. I'll
tell you what, it's easier to find an honest firearm these days than a good man.
You know how to use it?
Oh, my brother took me out to the dump one time.
Mm-hmm. You should let me take it down to firing range, really.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Attaboy.
I got a few ideas.
I bet.
Nice job, Maxine.
Frank Herrera, Cuban, 43 years old. Retired Marine sergeant, served tours in Panama and Grenada, twice divorced.
Now he makes his living cleaning swimming pools. Fair to say that he misses his former position of authority. I think Frank Herrera would make an excellent jury foreman, don't you, Mr. Cable?
Well, I'm only lead counsel for the defense, Mr. Fitch. I don't pretend to know very much about jury selection.
Really?
Really.
Who's next?
Next is Nicholas Easter, 34, co-manager of Game Trader in the Esplanade Mall.
Oh, he's going to love this.
No, watch me hit this lady in the head.
Oh,
her head explodes.
It completely explodes.
Right, you're not supposed to hit her.
know he is a bad guy.
I can try?
Give a shot, yeah.
Okay,
show me
and hold it.
I threw him a little sniper game. I thought he might like it.
I wrote down my phone number.
Oh, okay. So that's a local number. You're here.
Yeah, with folks.
Right on.
Perfect. I'm Maxine.
I'm Nick Easter.
He calls himself a part-time student.
Tulane City College?
Currently nowhere.
So he's lying. Where's he from?
Moved here 8 months ago. Trails cold.
Just dropped out of the sky like the Archangel Gabriel, huh?
You put him on a jury with Sergeant Herrera, he's going to be doing dog tricks inside 5 minutes.
Look, without reviewing his questionnaire, without a formal Q&A, I don't think I can trust this.
Well, you're only lead counsel for the defense, Mr. Cable. You shouldn't pretend to know very much about jury selection. Nicholas Easter, he's an entertainer. Wants to make everybody happy. Not a bad way to go through life, making everybody happy. But in court, it's not that simple. Somebody always loses. Just not me. He's a risk. Let's move on.
The case stems from the shooting death of New Orleans stockbroker Jacob Wood 2 years ago.
It won't be easy in this highly watched, politically charged trial that begins with jury selection today. On the defense, Vicksburg firearms.
Attorneys will begin questioning potential jurors today.
The gun industry has never lost in the courts, but this time the man leading this fight, attorney Wendell Rohr, says it'll be different. He says this time the gun industry will pay.
It's not sticking. I need the other tape.
You know what you're doing?
You're good to go.
Could I get your glasses, big guy? Perfect. Same prescription. The frames, however, will feel a little bit heavier. Come on. Right side of the table. Keep it square. Keep it clear. Mr. Cable, I'm going to be putting this behind your right ear.
What is it?
Well, it ain't Dramamine. Right there. All set.
You done?
I am.
I don't care for all that fried food. You and your gumbo in Mississippi.
Yeah, Pascagoula is all fried.
Year-old mahogany.
Furniture polish, cheap cologne, and body odor.
Wendell?
Lydia.
So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to sit here all day? Is that it? What do you want us to do?
I'm sure we could think of something.
All right. Oye, civil district court for the parish of Orleans is now in session. The Honorable Frederick Buford Hawkins presiding. God save the state and its honorable court.
Thank you, bailiff. You may take your seats. This suit is brought by plaintiff Celeste.
Over your left shoulder, Rankin Fitch, 2 o'clock. Dark suit. You've heard the myth. I meet the man.
Is the manufacturer
quaking in my floor shines?
Kill Jacob Wood. Celeste Wood claims that Vicksburg Firearms is liable for her husband's wrongful death and seeks special damages for loss of Mr. Wood's future earnings, as well as general damages, including pain and suffering. Plaintiff has exercised her right to a jury trial. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to begin the voir dire.
Miss Coleman.
Mrs. Coleman, excuse me.
I see from your questionnaire that you have no particular feeling about guns one way or another. Did you say that's correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I don't feel one way or another about guns, but I sure hate to see people get hurt, though.
I understand. Do you or your husband own a gun?
We do not.
Ever fired a gun in sport or in self-defense?
Look at the shoulder shrug.
Now, she's evaluating the person asking the question before she ever answers. I mean, she's telling Rohrer exactly what he wants to hear.
So you think she's lying?
Not necessarily. She knows how to.
Ricky Coleman, 36 years of age. Her husband's a Baptist minister. She's a card-carrying member of the Sierra Club and a registered Democrat.
I hate Baptists almost as much as I hate Democrats. What else you got?
She had an abortion 2 years ago.
And.
And the guy holding her hand at the clinic? Not the Baptist minister.
Tone of voice, body language, she's got an open mind. I like her. She's going to be fair and sympathetic to Ms. Wood.
Mr. Rohrer, do you wish to exercise challenge for cause?
No, Your Honor, we accept this, Your Honor.
Mr. Cable.
Take her.
No objections here, Your Honor.
Enter Mrs. Coleman as a juror.
I'm co-manager of Circle Foods. It's a local grocery chain.
I've been living here about 14 years.
10 years.
Circle Foods.
Take him, Mr. Cable. Take him.
We accept this juror, Your Honor.
Mr. Rohrer.
No objections, Your Honor.
Thank you. You may enter Mr. Shaver as a juror. Next.
Prison for those people who break the law.
Your Honor, we'll accept this juror.
Looks good.
No objection, Your Honor.
Enter Miss Hulick
as a juror. It's ridiculous. They just flood in the community with...
No.
Peremptory challenge.
Go ahead, sir. What are your grounds?
We accept this juror.
Mr. Rohrer?
That's an objection.
We accept this juror.
You have a gun in your home?
I'm thinking about getting one.
Thank you, Mr. Black. You may go.
The Mossberg pump.
I like it. Yes.
I turn out this unscreen.
Let's take it, Mr.
Your Honor, we accept this juror.
No objection.
Frank Herrera is a juror.
I'm an auto mechanic. I was in gin shop.
What about gun control?
Same way I feel about birth control, man.
Cable?
It doesn't work.
We accept this juror.
Please enter Eddie Weiss as a juror.
Yes. Yes, definitely yes.
Okay. Oh, we accept this juror.
They call me Millie. I'm an ironwork sculptor.
Accept. Go ahead and take her.
Just shot so as a juror.
We accept
this juror. Ms. Dietz as a juror. Philip Lavelle.
We accept this
juror. Having an AK-47 overstates the case.
I want her. Yes, I want
her. No objection, Your Honor.
Vanessa Lindbeck is a juror. Mr. Cable.
No challenge.
Thank you.
No, let's challenge. Peremptory challenge.
9mm stuff was more of a man's kind of gun.
No. Jerry Fernandez is a juror.
We talked about this. I like him a lot. We know about her.
Carry a gun.
Your Honor, we accept this. Let's not go down this road.
Thank you, Mr. Rohrer.
Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Mr. Darkin.
Yes, sir.
How do you do?
Fine, thank you.
How do you feel about being a juror in this trial? Do you feel you could be fair in the evaluation?
By the way, he's hunched over and his fingers are interlaced. I mean, he's trying too hard not to be too obvious.
Yeah, but he's definitely on our side of the fence.
It's a veneer. He's campaigning. He wants on. Bouncing, Cable. Go ahead and bounce him.
We're almost out of challenges.
I don't care. Bouncing.
Bouncing, Cable. Bouncing.
Peremptory challenge, Your Honor.
Hold on, hear me out.
Thank you, Mr. Duncan. You excused?
No, I want to be heard.
Mr. Duncan, you may be excused.
I want to be heard! I want to be heard!
Out of the courtroom.
This is the blood of innocent children! Go down by greedy corporation! You son of a bitch! Go down!
Help him! Get him out of here!
I guess that's lunch.
Somebody add class clown to Mr. Easter's ever-expanding resume.
Court's adjourned. Voir dire will resume tomorrow at 9 a.m. Attorneys, both of you, see me in my chambers right now.
Good call.
There are some things, however, that seem to live eternal. That's a tendency to always come back asking for more. A total of 12 million more. Now, each of our gun companies has already ponied up $4 million into this sportsman's legacy fund. Now, that may not seem like a hell of a lot of money where you come from, but we think $20 million ought to be enough to secure a jury in the People's Republic of Berkeley, California, let alone here.
How about
$30,000? $30,000, what are you talking about?
It's an interesting amount to reflect on. The number of gun deaths every year. Well, the number of men, women, and children who are disabled by your gentleman's products last year alone, 100,000. Or we could focus on the number one.
Because one is all they want. One win, one precedent. Because once they get that, they're going to be traveling around this country, filing civil actions and siphoning away at that $2 billion you gentlemen sell in firearms and ammo every fiscal year. $2 billion! Woo! Where I come from, that's a lot of money. What I'm asking for is a pittance compared to what a negative verdict is going to cost you.
My share price is down 25% just on word of this trial.
I'm down almost 30.
Well, I'll kick in an extra 1.5, but no mas.
1.5 each. That's 7.5 total.
Well, I'll take it.
You have any additional plans for this pittance?
Matter of fact, I do.
Lonnie Shaver, manager here?
All day.
Ernie Strode.
I'm going to put you gentlemen in the grocery business.
Grocery business?
We're in the process of acquiring your store.
Meeting with all the store managers to discuss their future roles in the organization.
Poor bastard hadn't had a promotion in 5 years.
Not all employees are going to make the transition.
We've identified you as one of our candidates for the Superhouse program.
How soon can we fly you up?
Mr. Shaver, in subtle and unspoken ways, we made to appreciate the terms of advancement in the Hammond Foods empire.
I don't like the looks of this one.
Ex-Marine drill instructor. These people are looking for a leader. They'll follow Frank Herrera.
If they elect someone else for me.
Whoever they vote for will be following me. Just like in Cincinnati and Oakland and Pittsburgh. Gentlemen, trials are too important to be left up to juries.
God save this state and this honorable court.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You may take your seats. Who's next?
Herman Grimes.
Who? What'd he say?
Is there a Herman Grimes in the court?
Mr. Grimes, not on my list.
Here, Your Honor.
I don't have it.
There's a swinging door ahead of you, honey. You got it? 45 degrees to your left and 20 degrees to your right.
Hold on a minute there, Mr. Grimes.
There's no need for you to come down here today. You're excused for reasons of disability.
And what if I do not wish to be excused, sir?
Well, I've never known a blind man to serve on a jury, and I must say I can't recall any case or law or statute that would permit or prevent...
State versus Jack, Your Honor. The Louisiana Supreme Court has held that it is a violation of constitutional due process to just automatically dismiss the visually impaired from jury service.
Well, Mr. Grimes, that's very impressive.
Why are you smiling, sir?
Mr. Rohr, Mr. Cable, any objections to Mr. Grimes serving on this jury?
The plaintiffs would welcome
Mr. Grimes to our jury, Your Honor.
Our jury.
Mr. Cable?
As would we on the defense, Your Honor.
Who's next?
Nicholas Easter.
Mr. Easter. Mr. Rohr.
Your Honor.
Good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning.
Well, it says here that you worked in an electronics store.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
How would you feel if you knew there was a gun behind the counter in case of a robbery?
Well, we're in the mall, sir.
But I think you'd agree that robberies take place in malls on occasion, do they not?
Yes, but we're in the Esplanade Mall, which is right across the street from the sheriff's office in Jefferson Parish.
Yes, I'm familiar where it is.
Well, I mean, you have to be on crack to try to rob it. I guess that's my point.
I see. Well, tell me...
Mr. Easter, that's the second time you've looked at your watch. Are we keeping you from something?
No, Your Honor. I wouldn't presume to waste your time. I think if you knew my situation, you might be inclined to excuse me from...
Your situation, Mr. Easter?
Yes, Your Honor. The Madden Challenge.
The Madden what?
You know Madden Football? It's a video game? Well, you'd be surprised at how many people play. And at any rate, every year they choose the best 15 players from across the country to compete in a kind of tournament, you know, against NFL players and celebrities and
all that. I'm not following you.
It's like this, Your Honor. The prize is $100,000. So I just don't know if I can afford to pass up the opportunity to make that kind of cash. It's a
I'd
big
like
deal.
This
not
that
this
have
is a big deal.
Civic responsibility. Do you have any objection to that, Mr.
Well, Your Honor, it's something I've been doing for a very long time.
The jury system was originated, Mr. Easter, because for thousands of years before that, an individual judge had the power to hang, for example, any young man he simply did not like.
Yes, Your Honor.
Any objections, Mr. Rohr?
I have no objection whatsoever, Your Honor.
Mr. Cable.
What do I do?
Any time today, Counselor.
Harkin sandbagged us. Go ahead and take him. Take him.
No objections, Your Honor.
Enter Mr. Nicholas Easter as a
freeze jury. That right there, will you?
Freeze it.
Mr.
service in the trenches have taught me this. There's always a loose end. Everybody has a secret they don't want you to find. Find it. First group, Miss Monroe, Ricky Coleman, Sylvie DeSazzo, Vanessa Lembeck, Mr. Klein, Herman Grimes, Millie Dupree, Eddie Weiss, Mr. Garson, Lorene Duke, Lonnie Shaver, Frank Herrera, Mr. Lamb, the three alternates, Lydia Dietz, yoga teacher, Philip Seville, shrimp fisherman, Henry Vu. Let's find out everything we don't know. Mr. Doyle, you know the city better than anyone. You take Jerry Fernandez, Stella Hulick, Nicholas Easter. These are your babies, people. This is what you live for.
George Foster, big stick. What are you nervous about, huh? You are not juror number 9 in the biggest case of the year.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
How'd you do it? How'd you do it?
That challenge. It was a thing of beauty. The judge even threatened to hang me.
Juror number nine. He asked for me. I love St. Catherine. With a mock you won't know. Forgiveness has never meant a thing to me. Seems like a bitter apple at the root of a bitter tree. Forgiveness has never meant a damn to me. Seems like a bitter apple at the root.
How do I look?
Handsome.
Do I look honest and trustworthy?
To an innocent eye.
Good enough to survive 10 to 15 state pen?
Don't say that. It's bad luck.
Look. We're not going to be seeing each other for a while. They're going to be watching us. You have to come back to bed. Now.
We're just going to have to be more careful then, aren't we? How much do you think it's worth?
10, 15 million, maybe more. Look, that's enough. Come back to bed.
We only need 8 of them for a verdict.
Everybody's got a button. We just gotta find out where and push.
You have them.
We don't have anything yet.
Stockbroker husband Jacob was gunned down in a mass slaying inside the brokerage firm where he worked
2 years ago by a failed day trader who later turned the gun on himself. Never before has a jury found the gun industry liable for murder. You might remember also the former mayor
after her husband was gunned down in the prime of his life. The man leading this famed Orleans attorney, Wendell Rohr, in a case.
Mr. Cable, do you feel that this lawsuit is frivolous?
Well, it's capricious. I find it's unfortunate that Mr. Rohr has chosen to use Miss Wood and the courts as vehicles for...
Mr. Rohr, how do you expect to win this case?
It's very simple. Reckless, profit-hungry gun companies like Vicksburg have been getting away with murder for too long.
Hi, I'm Sylvia DeSalvo.
Hi,
Herman.
The
river
is 30 feet long.
Losing a lot of money on this
trip.
Oh, really?
What?
16.
16?
Yeah.
No way. $16. Say, what's the 1892?
Well, you're not supposed to do it for the pay, darling. You're supposed to do it out of
civility. Nice to meet you. Frank Adena.
Henry Wolf. I became a citizen.
Well, he deserves it. He's the president of the free world. Yeah. There's coffee and donuts over there.
Hey.
Now, these muffins are made of myself. Treat for the first day.
These look like they are a treat.
Whoa.
Okay. Morning. Well... Everyone's here? All accounted for? Good. I think we should elect a jury foreman, like Judge Harkin instructed us.
And who would that be, Mr. Mann?
Yeah. Well, if no one else feels strongly about it, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring.
Excuse me. Mr.
Adetta, ma'am. Frank Adetta.
Mr. Out of all of us, what makes you think you're the best person for the job?
Well,
Mrs. Lorraine Duke.
Mrs. Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I was a master sergeant in the Marine Corps. I served my country in Panama, Grenada, Beirut, you name it. I was there.
6 minute mile.
Well, if nobody minds, I'd also like to be considered for foreman. I mean, I might not have served in Grenada or Panama, but I'm the mother of two small children.
In that case, y'all ought to consider me. Hell, I got three kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, with all due respect, I think I know who would make an excellent foreman.
Oh, and who might that be, Mr.
Easter, Nicholas Easter, sir. I was watching a lot of people very closely during the jury selection, and only this man... I don't know your name, sir. What is your name?
Herman Grimes.
Only Mr. Grimes.
No, just Herman.
Only Herman had the guts to stand up to the judge, and only Herman seems to know a little something about the law. So in my book, you know, I think it'd be a good idea for him to represent us.
But...
Well, he's blind, man. So what? So it's justice, right?
Right, brother.
What do you think, Herman? Are you up to it?
Oh, of course I am.
All in favor, Herman.
Did I get any votes?
Hey, it's unanimous. You're in.
All right, listen up. Court's in session. Lunch is set for 1 o'clock. We order up from Verdi's Bar. Please fill out a menu. Make sure you circled what you want. Don't make it too expensive. Thanks. Oh, I had this last week. It's really good. Thank you.
Well, we got
salmon. Nothing on that menu. All right. Thank you.
October 2 years ago, at 8:45 a.m. on a Monday morning, a man by the name of Chevin Peltier casually walks through the brokerage house from which he was fired the previous Friday morning. He walks into the elevator. He loads a 36-round magazine into his Performer 990 semi-automatic, and when he reaches the third floor, he opens fire on his former co-workers, killing 11 and critically wounding 5 before turning the gun on himself. Now, they never had a chance. This was all in less than 2 minutes. They couldn't stop him. 11 lives ended. That's all you jurors, minus one. And among them was Jacob Wood, the husband of my client Celeste Wood, and the father of their son Henry, 6 years old. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm angry at the tragic and senseless loss of life. Why does the Vicksburg Firearms Company make it so easy to buy these guns on the underground market? Because they care more about making money than they do about your life or my life or the life of that woman's husband. A very courageous former executive of Vicksburg Firearms is going to come in here, and he's going to testify that this Performer 990 semi-automatic was manufactured for, principally, criminals. And all those others poised for violence. One that turned the
fence... Excuse me, would you please get these to Mr. Warren, Mr. Cable?
...into a very efficient mass murderer.
Thank you.
Yes, it was Mr. Peltier that squeezed the trigger that awful Monday morning. But it was the Vicksburg Firearms Company. So a deliberate and negligent distribution policy that put that assault-type weapon into the hands of Mr. Peltier. As such, they were complicit in those murders. And this I'll prove to you during the course of the trial. Thank you very much.
Your Honor.
Mr. Cable.
Thank you, Your Honor.
That was quite provocative. Now, I want to tell you two things about guns today. I don't think either of them will be news to you. But the first is, guns are dangerous. They're guns. This is their function. And I want to tell you today that no one is more aware of that or takes more responsibility for it than the gun industry. Especially Vicksburg Firearms is a company that's been in business since before the Civil War. Now, the automobile industry works every day to ensure that their cars are safe. Why? Because they drive them. Now, the people at Vicksburg work every day to keep the guns out of the hands of the criminals. Why? Because they have families with children. And they...
Did you see who handed this to you?
Well, it was a woman. She had blonde hair. She had pretty blonde hair, just like that woman on television.
We didn't catch her on any of the CCTVs.
Doesn't matter. I'm sure she was wigged. I doubt you'll find any, but have this sprayed for prints. Anything turns up?
I'll process it through the Printact database.
Right.
We're not here to legislate. Why?
Mr. Cable is winding up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's all a finger pointing. Mr. Raw did say one true thing. This case is about money.
Hi, I'm calling from the courthouse. You know, it looks like Judge Harkin won't be breaking till after 2. Would you mind holding this jury's lunch order till then? Thank you.
What do you think about her? I hear she featured the class over at Tulane.
Yeah?
I ain't thinking of that class.
What subject?
Yeah, but she's a tall glass of iced tea.
A little too much lemon, a little too much ice.
I'm sorry, but would you mind not doing that in here? I'm predisposed to asthma.
Come on, I'll open the window. It ain't gonna bother you.
Actually, I'm mine too. Sorry, I'm a secondhand smoke.
I gotta tell you, Mr. Shaver, I don't want to smoke your cigarettes either.
Damn, I can't smoke. Can't leave the room. What is this, California?
It is against the rules.
Oh, man, be quiet. You're just an alternate. Oh, man, get out of my...
What does that have to do with it?
Oh, no, no. Come on. We're going to be here for a while together.
Why are you bothering me?
Let us smoke.
What does that have to do with it?
You know what I think? I think we're all just really hungry, and where's our lunch?
They promised us. It's 1:30.
Yeah.
That's why I want to smoke. I'm starving. Tamp down my appetite.
Herman, you want me to go check out what's going on with the lunch?
Good idea, Nick. Go see what's taking.
Got a little bit of
so they go over there and he sees a cow and he sees a golf ball up in that cow's ass. And he says, well, this delicate, excuse me, ma'am, he raised that cow's tail and says, does this look like yours? She hit him with a 4-iron!
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Huh?
There's someone to see you.
All right.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
You are Nick Easter, juror number 9?
Yes. Now, what do you think you're doing outside of that jury room, Mr. Easter, juror number 9? And where's Lou Dell?
She's chatting up in the hallway, sir.
Well, Mr. Easter, I would strongly advise you to return to that jury room and finish your lunch.
That's the problem, sir. I think somebody forgot to order our lunch.
The jury has no lunch?
That's why I'm here, sir. Everybody knows you're here in the Ferris. They know you like to keep a tight schedule on your bench. If we're going to be back in less than 45 minutes, I got to be honest with you, sir. We're hungry.
Well, what exactly, Mr. Easter, would you like me to do?
Jury's right there.
I'm telling you.
You don't see me.
You're not his friend.
35 years, that is the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
You got a little muster on your time.
Yeah, I did it on purpose. First day of the trial. Judge is having lunch with the jury. What's that about?
Look at that.
What? Let's go.
Judge Harkin, let's help. Judge Harkin.
Here's the definition you needed.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't believe you had the nerve to bring that in this office.
I think we ought to discuss it, at least.
Whoa, better idea. Why don't you just give it to the judge?
Because they throw the case out.
Let me explain something to you. That's a defense tactic, okay? All it's meant to do is just throw our focus off so that we can just move toward a mistrial. But I'd really like it out of the office, so give it to me, please. Barry, after you shred it, burn it, okay? You know how many of those crank things I get?
What if it's for real?
No, it's not for real.
What if it is?
Well, if it's for real, then this isn't a trial, is it? Then this is just an auction, and I might as well get on this phone here and call up all those anti-gun activist friends of mine in Washington and tell them we're just going to put on a telethon and we will buy his verdict. Because they're not going to think of that, are they? Somebody want to get that phone? You got any other suggestions?
Look at it. Syntax, handwriting, word choice. Clearly a woman did the note. Someone's working the inside. A juror.
Miss Monroe, I think 7 hours spent on this topic is sufficient. Can we agree?
Mr. Fitch, I got a call for you. Line 7.
Yes?
Hello, Rankin. I'm the agent handling the property you were notified about earlier today.
I'd like to know who I'm speaking with.
You can call me Marley.
Payphone, 15 miles away.
You can call me Marley.
Where are we going with this, Marley?
All the way to the verdict. The fact is, the jury's mine.
And I can push it either way, for a price.
Sounds good. So good, in fact, I don't believe you can do it.
I bet you're old enough to remember a time when people delivered on what they promised. I'm one of those people.
I'm also old enough to remember Watergate, Abscam, Linda Tripp, and a whole bunch of other times people got entrapped for engaging in conversations just like this. And you'd do very good to remember that, young lady. There are consequences.
Well, let me worry about those. For now, I just hope you're feeling
patriotic.
You hope I'm feeling patriotic?
Morning, Nick.
Morning, Lou. Morning, Vanessa.
Morning.
Hey. Hey, guys. How are you doing, man? Okay. Morning. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, man. Sylvia.
Morning, Frank.
Frank, you were in Panama and Grenada, right?
In Beirut.
Wow. There really must have been something, huh?
Yeah. Pulling the bodies of friends of mine out of the rubble. It was really something, Nick.
No. You don't understand. I had a friend who was in Desert Storm. He was in the Corps, too.
What division?
The 1-4 out of Pendleton.
Yeah. Well, that was mostly air power. Not much real action down there anyhow.
Actually, there was, Frank.
You know what the hell you're talking about, Easter.
My friend's name was Donnie Rabs, and his helicopter was shot down the Kuwaiti oil field. He was killed 12 years ago today.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry, it's just a strange day. I always figure if I don't remember him today, nobody else will.
That's the way people are. Short memories.
That's a terrible thing, y'all, but we don't always know God's plan.
Listen, I don't know if it would be inappropriate, but do you think we could do something today to remember him?
We could say the Lord's Prayer.
Well, I don't want to ask people to pray.
How about God Bless America?
I couldn't ask people to sing.
I don't sing.
I don't sing, okay?
You know what? I have an idea.
Good morning. You may take your seats, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You please take your seats.
Jesus.
You wanted to see me?
Mr. Cable called me last night, a bit of a panic. Now, he's concerned that someone's trying to monkey with our jury. As am I. As are my associates. Who is it?
It's a parlor game. Just because somebody can influence where a jury has lunch, that doesn't mean they can hand us the verdict.
Well, you see, Mr. Fish, this is where I get a little confused, because I was under the impression that we had already purchased ourselves a verdict. You know what I love best about this gun? It's over 70 years old. Just as reliable as the day it was made. Mr. Fitch! You find out who it is, will you? Whoa!
At some point, everyone on the jury acknowledges her error. Like they're doing it for him. Stop him.
Right here at the end, Lorraine Duke, juror number 10. They're right there, freeze in. Yeah. I tighten in on her left hand. Right there. And that's sweet. Nicholas Easter, our song and dance man, has an agenda. Mr. Lamb, how did this complex man crash my jury pool?
I don't know. I'd need some time, sir.
Now, I'm asking for an educated guess.
Maybe he just did it. I mean, who wants jury duty? Nobody, right? It's like going to the dentist. It's worse than going to the dentist. It's a municipal database that nobody would ever want to hack into. Yeah, security okay. Protocol is weak, so he put his name on the list. He may even have increased his
chance. I got it, Mr. Lamb. Thank you. Mr. Doyle?
I'm on it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Murphy. You own and operate Excalibur Guns.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yes, and isn't Excalibur Guns a retail outlet store for Vicksburg Firearms?
Yes, sir.
Would you tell us about your arrangement with a man, Michael Kincaid, who illegally sold this Performer 990 semi-automatic to Kevin Peltier smack dab out of the trunk of his car?
My arrangement?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Kincaid bought guns from my store.
At a rate of more than 25 guns a month. Didn't you ever wonder who your friend Mikey was turning around and selling these guns to?
Well, that's none of my business.
Oh, you mean it's not your problem?
Now, hold on there. I didn't
Objection,
say that.
Your Honor. The counsel is testifying.
Sustained. Mr. Rohr.
Oh, thanks a lot. Afternoon.
Your friend Michael Kincaid, 28 guns in December. Now, did you ever wonder why one man would buy 112 guns in a period of 4 months?
Collector?
A collector, sir? 112 weapons, and all of them semi-automatic assault weapons?
I don't know.
Come on, take a guess.
Christmas presents?
That's a guess.
Objection, Your Honor. This is all speculation.
Sustained.
Did they send a field rep out to investigate?
No, sir.
No, because they were very pleased with your success, weren't they?
Say again.
Is it not true that Vicksburg Firearms, instead of investigating the increasing number of guns that were being sold to one man, instead send you and your wife on a trip to Jamaica?
No.
No?
My wife hates Jamaica. We switched to Cancun.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Rohr. We'll adjourn today. Hold cross till tomorrow. Release the jury 45 minutes early. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The landlord let me in. He said some of the tenants been having trouble with the cable.
Uh-huh.
But
I checked yours out, and...
got people.
The drive's been erased twice over. It's empty, but it's not zeroed out. We may have been more sloppy than he thought. Give me a few moments.
Mr. Fitch? Lamb, trace it.
Sit here.
You don't play nice.
What are you talking about?
You broke into Nick Easter's apartment.
And you freely assume it was me.
Oh, wouldn't you be disappointed if I didn't? I'm bumping a juror. One of yours.
This time's just going to be a pinprick.
Next time it's really going to hurt.
Looks like somebody had themselves a good time last night.
I woke up on my stove. Oh, man. Still, you don't got any aspirin, do you?
I can do a little bit better than an aspirin.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The hair of the dog.
You sweeten this up for me.
Yeah, put on the thing.
Oh, you're an angel.
Well, let me do it. I'll do it. Let me do it. Jesus.
It's mine, sir.
Didn't take you for a day drinker, Mr. Easter.
I'm usually not.
You still trying to get off my jury, is that it?
Your Honor, I took an oath to do my level best, and I meant it.
Difficult as that is to believe, Mr. Easter, it's even more difficult to believe this is your liquor. I might be wrong, but I don't think that's your shade lipstick. Miss Hulick? And moving into Miss Hulick's spot will be first alternate Miss Lydia Dietz. Miss Dietz? you join the jurors in the box, please? Welcome to our jury. I trust you got the same instructions the rest of the jurors did. You ready to go?
Very good. Well,
cell phone, untraceable.
Marlee?
I'd like your offer, Mr. Fitch.
Not over the phone. If you thought this whole thing was going to take place long distance, you're mistaken.
You want to lose another juror?
Anybody can get a juror booted. That doesn't show me that you can deliver a verdict. Hell, I could get Nick Easter canned if I put 5 man-hours into it.
But you won't do that. You need him to guarantee the jury swings your way. So next time I call, have your offer ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this girl is an amateur. You understand? A dilettante. And I want this nonsense ended today. I want you to find her. I want you to contain her. Because you're losing me my jury. Now find something on every one of them. Pull her files. Review every word, every photo, every medical record. Do it! Who do we have?
Ricky Coleman's boyfriend's name is Neil Pollard. Mrs. Coleman broke it off with him 2 months after the abortion.
The voice is going to help Patty.
The good news is Mr. Coleman has racked up 3 cases of domestic battery, and there's no way she would have cried on his shoulder about it.
Your husband looks a lot different than your boyfriend with you at the clinic. We'll be in touch.
About 4 months ago, Mr. Weiss began filling prescriptions for the following drugs: Crixivan, Epivir, and AZT. Unbeknownst to his mother, his employer, his church, and his friends, Mr. Weiss is HIV positive.
Get off me! Come on! Get off me! I'm talking about.
Got a little present for you.
Who are you, an NBA scout or something?
It's going to change your life.
Yeah?
Be in touch.
Millie Dupree, married 18 years to Hoppy Dupree.
Hey, Hoppy.
One of the city's more unprincipled real estate agents.
Okay. Mass meeting.
As you know, Mr. Ringwald has set the bait.
You know, Mr. Ringwald, if anybody can help you walk that land deal through with the county and me, then.
Owens and Strode are about to close the snare as we speak.
Is that convincing enough for you?
Gentlemen, keep your hands on the table.
Hoppy Dupree, you're under arrest.
Hoppy Dupree, you're in violation of federal code, attempting to bribe a government official.
Mr. Kincaid, you want to tell the court just a little bit about your school?
Well, not a whole lot to tell. I mean, I guess most people got a college degree, and about the only thing I ever got was a third degree.
I appreciate your sense of humor, but let's try to stay a little more on the topic, stay more on Kyle Murphy and his shop, Excalibur Guns.
All right.
Now, when you went over there to get your shipment of guns, did Kyle Murphy ever say to you, sorry, we're out, or, now, why do you need 25 assault-style pistols in a month? Did he ever say anything like that?
No, he never said anything like that. He always had plenty of guns around.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Kincaid, your witness.
Mr. Kincaid, you were the one who sold a gun used by Kevin Peltier in the Brokerage House shootings. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, and I did a stretch for that, too. Mm-hmm.
Now, to your knowledge, was Vicksburg Firearms aware that you were out there reselling their product?
No, not to my knowledge.
So Vicksburg Firearms never sent you on any trips or endorsed or fostered you selling their guns in any way, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But I wish they had. Wish they had endorsed me, like they did Kyle, because I saw some pictures he brought back from the ship he took down to Cancun. Man, living it up down there, I could have gone somewhere. I wish they'd sent me. I'd been on the beach right there with him, looking at some big old butt thongs. And I want on the record here now, too. I didn't have any idea what Peltier was going to do with that gun when I sold it to him. It was a whack job. I wasn't about trying to get anybody.
Okay, I've retrieved some fragments. I've got 2 things. 1, list of registered voters for Cincinnati.
Why would Nicholas Easter want a list of registered voters in Cincinnati?
Because voter registration lists lead to potential jury pools. What else you got?
Well, this is from the drive's directory. It's timestamped the day he got his jury summons. He synchronized the data on his drive to another device. That's what you should have snagged.
Doyle. You're going back in. This time I want you to take Mr. Janovich.
No.
gonna have to take him.
Because Mr. Janovich can find anything.
I'm going for it. Thank you. Weston.
Yes.
Got one for me.
What's going on, Eddie? You seem kind of gloomy. Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. And, you know, I just got a lot on my mind. So.
You okay? You want to talk about it or anything?
Cool. Really?
Okay.
One more, please.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
We got it. Let's go. Janovich, you don't have to do this. I said you don't have to do this. Did you hear me?
Wrong with Ricky.
What?
I mean it. Come on. See right there.
Come on.
Oh.
Give me a towel. Give me a paper towel. Paper towel now.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, she's on five shooters. It's no wonder.
For help.
Man, she just had too much.
Call 911 now!
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
Is she breathing, Nick?
Yeah, she's gonna be okay, I think.
I can't believe this. Damn, lucky the place is still here and no one was hurt. You can't move back into this place.
Got to Ricky Coleman. Woman's president of the PTA. She bakes cookies for her kids, and whatever that son of a bitch had on her, he brought out the heavy lumber. She swallowed a fistful of sleeping pills.
Who's her replacement?
Who's her... Did you hear what I just said? The woman almost killed herself tonight.
I'm sorry.
And they're putting the heat on the others. Eddie Weiss and Millie Dupree. They torched my place tonight.
Well, at least we know we have them motivated.
Oh. Here's the fun part. They got the MP3 player.
The files are encrypted.
Yeah, they're encrypted, but these guys are good. They got teams of people. You don't think they're going to crack that?
We got 3-4 days tops before the walls cave in. If we stay.
If we stay? What do you mean, if we stay? What are you saying to me, Nick? You saying to me you want to run away? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, Marley. People are getting hurt.
We're inside.
People could get killed.
No.
No, I'm inside. You're on the street.
Don't say that to me. We're in this together, and it is your job, it is our job to protect them.
Well, there's only so much I can do, all right? It's not just them that I worry about. I can't protect you.
Where are we with Roar?
He hasn't stepped up yet. He will. And Fitch wants to meet. And we knew I'd have to go face to face with him. It's okay. I can plan. I can...
Set a date.
Okay. We can't afford to lose any more jurors.
I know the math. Fitch on his heels right now.
This video is from a security camera inside juror number 9's apartment. Take a good look.
Oh, hi. Landlord let me in. A lot of people have been complaining about their cable, but, you know, I checked yours out. I don't think you have any.
Gentlemen, this malfeasance will not stand. Now, I don't know which of you this man was working for, and I don't care. But you are lucky I can't make out his face, because if I could, I'd be inclined to turn this matter over to the DA's office.
Your Honor, I move for a mistrial.
No, Mr. Cable, there's not going to be a mistrial here. Motion denied. Not because of maneuvers like this. Now, for the remainder of this trial, our jury is to be sequestered. Bailiff, would you please inform me?
The guy in the video
set
fire to Nick Easter's place last night.
What?
Set fire to his place last night.
How would you know that?
Because I was there.
Concerned about the deposition.
You were there? You went to a juror's residence without asking me?
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, Wendell, listen to me.
We're done. We're finished.
No. That's what you pay me for.
No.
That's what you pay me for.
You're a young punk, and you should have asked me. You're
Nick
fired.
Nick Easter
You're
is
fired.
Spinning this jury. That's why Fitch ransacked his place. There's some kind of twisted power play going on between these two. You're afraid, you go to the judge, and you tell him they're going to call a mistrial. The defense would love nothing more. So why hasn't the defense told the judge about Nick Easter?
Is they really going to buy this verdict?
Bastards. Celeste, behind you.
All right. Hey, Celeste! Henry!
Wham!
Mr. Roy.
What's going on there?
That reporter just told me.
Yeah?
She said something about a mistrial.
No, that's nonsense. Don't worry about that.
Well, she said the judge...
Now, listen to me. Let me explain something. Everything's fine. The judge has sequestered the jury. You understand that? That's not unusual when you have a heated trial.
You said we had an excellent case.
Yes.
When I met with you a year ago, you said that we could change the way these people do business. That my husband's life, that all of those lives wouldn't be...
What? What's the matter, Celeste?
I just need to hear it. Tell me we can win this.
We can. We are going to win.
Okay.
Okay?
Come on, Henry.
Henry, you going to the park?
Yeah. I'll see you later. How about we walk over to Jackson Square?
I got Mr. Easter's list of potential jurors. Boston, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati.
What are the dates?
Boston, 2000, Pittsburgh and Brooklyn, 99, and Cincinnati, 98.
They've been stalking gun cases. Now they're in the house. All right. Amanda, I want the jury files on all four cities. I want them tonight.
Line 2. It's her.
Good afternoon, Marley. I see you and Mr. Easter are keeping busy, busy, busy.
Palace Cafe on Canal Street. Downstairs. Main dining room. 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harley?
Good.
I just want to bet with myself. I figured you for blonde. Oh, please have a seat. Nice masse sequestering the jury. Close ranks. Makes them harder to read.
Mr. Fitch?
Yes.
This is for you.
Thank you. Provide the verdict.
We got the jury sequestered, didn't we? Look, we know you're leaning on a couple of jurors, but it's not enough. You need 9 warm bodies. Nick Easter can deliver them. He's very persuasive.
You're such a good hustler.
You're a good arsonist. We both know what's at stake here. You lose this one, and every civil lawyer in the country is going to be holding out his hand. This is mine. You won't get off until the next stop. It's the zoo.
I'm going to give you a second chance to take this. I want you to consider it. I think it's fair. I do. I really do.
Listen, Fitch. When you're ready to pony up the 10, email me at this address. It's a free account, untraceable. But then I'm sure you already knew that.
But why put us all the way down here by the East Texas border?
I know.
Hell, I can see Port Arthur from the parking lot.
Does anyone know how Rick is doing?
Oh, she was released from the hospital about an hour ago.
That's good.
Lovely girl. She seemed fine to me, but you never really know what's going on with a person. Could be a marriage, a church.
No. It was nothing like that. Look, somebody got to that girl.
That's hokum. Why would anyone want to get to her?
The same reason they want to get to any of us. Influence the outcome of the trial.
Well, Lord, are we safe?
Okay, here are your keys.
We are now.
They said they would put him in jail for life if I didn't vote in favor of the gun company.
We'll talk about it in the morning.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Didn't take you for a man who goes for the big girls, Easter. You're just full of surprises, ain't you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you? Can I get by?
I've been watching you, Easter. From day one.
I just want to go to my room, Frank.
You're a real Boy Scout, aren't you? Playing everybody. Playing the judge. Playing Millie? I've put up with guys like you my whole life. Now, I want you to understand something. Okay? I don't like my hand being forced. Do you understand?
Get some sleep, Frank. Yeah, go on, sit down, sir. Now you tell me why I shouldn't go to the judge, get a mistrial, and have that provocative little bottom of yours thrown into jail. You know how serious we are about jury tamping down here?
You wouldn't do that.
Oh, don't you be so sure.
You wouldn't put Mrs. Wood through the pain and the expense of a mistrial. She couldn't afford it.
You don't
it.
Know anything about Celeste Wood. You don't know what drives her. Unlike you, young lady, she's not in it for the money.
Well, what are you in it for, Mr. Orr?
Oh, you're something, aren't you? What do you think I'm in it for?
You tell me.
I'd like to get the law changed.
That's why you're here. You need help. It's up to you. You can be a good boy, play by the rules, or you can win a huge victory for gun control. The choice is yours.
You know, this may come as a surprise to you, but I don't have to make that choice.
Oh, don't tell me. Your whistleblower from Vicksburg is going to testify his company knows
right.
about the number of guns that wind up on the black market, and
that's
you're
right. That's precisely what's going to happen. What?
What makes you think this witness is ever going to make it to the stand?
Because that whistleblower came to us. We didn't call
him. He's going to get to him. He's your star.
We didn't.
Witness, if he hasn't already, you don't know what this
sweetheart.
Is.
Sweetheart! Hey! He came to us. He's tucked away right now. I'm not going to tell you where. The man out of conscience cannot wait to get on that stand and testify.
Anyone can be gotten to.
What do you know? How much are we talking about here? What do you want to plead before? 5, 6, 7 million? 10 million. Oh, that's a big number. That's a big number.
With Rankin Fitch in the game, you can't win. So if you just match his offer, I'm going to swing it your way. Goodbye.
Who hurt you? Who made you this way? Come on, you know what you're messing with here? You know how important this is?
Over those boxes of jury files, we found this in the Cincinnati stack. He used the name David Lancaster. He was prospective juror number 54, but he didn't make it on.
Call Doyle. Tell him to pack. He's going to be on the first flight out to Cincinnati. Let's see if Mr. Lancaster has left any loose ends behind. Everybody's got a dirty little secret. Let's find out what his is.
Barry, where
he's in this room an hour.
No, I know that. Then where is it? I thought you had someone babysitting.
I'll keep trying the hotel.
Fine, get him here.
Mr. Rohr, is everything all right down there?
Fine. Everything's fine, Your Honor.
Well, you called Mr. Krigler 10 minutes ago. Could we show him in, please?
Your Honor, may I approach?
You may. Mr. Cable? You got me.
Your Honor, I'd like to request a brief adjournment at this time.
Where's your witness, Mr. Rohr?
We're looking into that.
Your request for an adjournment is denied.
Your Honor, this is my key witness.
Well, then you should have kept a tighter leash on him. I told both of you I'm not going to stand for any more foolishness during this trial. We will proceed on schedule.
But, Your Honor...
Now, Mr. Rohr, is there another request you'd like to make at this time?
Your Honor, it will be highly prejudicial to my client if we are not
I
committed.
I will take
just
that
to...
as a motion for reconsideration.
Your Honor.
Denied. Call your next witness. Call your next witness, Mr. Rohr.
I have no next witness.
If so, Mr. Rohr, then plaintiff rests. Thank you, gentlemen.
Wendell Rohr. An overdue pleasure. Frank and Fitch. Nice suit. Very, of the people.
Yours is nicer. What would you call it? Gun lobby protecting its own?
Oh, slank shoes. Big tobacco?
Big alligator. Wrestled it myself. Excuse me. We're cleaning up in here. Am I going to get beat up now, Mr. Rohr?
What'd you do to my witness? Threaten his family? Write him a check? Just curious about what your technique is, Mr. Fitch.
Maybe he decided against biting the hand that fed him these past few years.
You know exactly why he came to us.
Oh, please. Don't tell me you hung your case on somebody's conscience.
I hung my case on my own conscience.
Oh. I get it now. You are a moral man living in a world of moral relativity. It's just so quaint, so precious.
Hey! Don't do that! This is about my witness, right? This is about you messing with my client, my case, and the rules of law that govern our country.
In our country?
Yes!
I didn't think you for a patriot, Mr. Rohr. What with your blatant disregard for the people's right to bear arms, you know, the Second Amendment?
Is that why you're doing this, protect constitutionalists and...
Of course not. I'm in it to win, just like you are.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was hired to do.
Uh-huh.
Everything else is colored bubbles.
Colored bubbles? Colored bubbles? A system that calls for 12 people to sit and listen to testimony of witnesses, fella, and that includes my witness, who you've disappeared.
If you're relying on testimony to win this case, you've already lost it, fella. You think this jury cares anything about negligent distribution, product liability?
You bet your ass.
Most of them can't even say the words, let alone understand the meaning. You think your average juror is King Solomon? No. He's a roofer with a mortgage. He wants to go home and sit in his Barca lounger and let the cable TV wash over him. And this man doesn't give a single solitary droplet of shit about truth, justice, or your American way.
They're people, Fitch.
My point exactly.
You don't have an idea of what I've been talking about, do you, sir?
What do you hope to achieve if you win?
What do you mean?
You're going to bring Jacob Wood back to life?
No.
You just ensure that his wife goes to the cemetery in a better car. And that the heel that she snaps on the way to the graveside belongs to a $1,200 shoe. You get your name in the paper. But Jacob Wood and all the other gun violence victims remain rotting in their crypts.
You know what, Fitch? You're gonna lose?
I doubt it.
Well, maybe not this case, maybe not the next, but someday. You know, someday. I've seen it before with guys like you. You want to know why?
Why?
Because you cannot carry that much contempt without it becoming malignant until you're going to be all alone in a room full of shadows, and all you're going to have is the memories of all those people's lives you have destroyed.
Well, that's a good story, Wendell. There's just further proof of why you can't beat me. Because you may be right, but the thing of it is, I don't give a shit. What's more, I never have. That suit.
Good evening, Wendell.
George, Mason.
So, what's this about?
I'm going to need access to the firm's emergency reserve.
Emergency reserve?
Yeah.
In what amount?
$10 million. Gentlemen, I've lost my footing in this trial.
Yeah. I'm looking for a David Lancaster.
You a bill collector?
I work for Dodge, and I track people down who have rebates that they forgot to apply for.
I don't know where he went. No forwarding address. Wish I did, though. Got this letter for him. Kept it right here.
Oh, wow. Can I take a look at that? Jeff Kerr, care of David Lancaster. Do you know Jeff Kerr?
No.
Professor Frank Phelan at Bloomington University.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could maybe split the rebate with you if you wanted to.
Let me.
Jeff Kerr.
Jeff Kerr. David Lancaster. Lots of aliases. Jeffrey Kerr. Hello there, Jeffrey.
So, as CEO of Vicksburg Firearms, you were unaware that your company's product was being sold illegally?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, sir.
Mr. Jackley, you a family man?
Yes, sir, I am. I have a son. I have an 8-year-old grandson.
Anything else you'd like to add?
The Second Amendment permits every good citizen of this country to keep and bear arms. Now, we at Vicksburg Firearms, we didn't write it, but as long as it stands, we're going to continue to operate under its protections.
Thank you, sir. Nothing further.
Counselor? Mr. Rohr, you care to cross?
Yes, Your Honor.
Proceed.
Now, Mr. Janko.
Yes, sir.
The ad copy used to sell the Performer 990. Would you read it to the court, please?
It's right there, Counselor.
Oh, but I think that the jury would like to hear it from the head of the company here. If you can see it, starting with also available in.
Also available in a print-resistant finish.
I see. Now, who in your mind, sir, might be eager to purchase a Performer 990 semi-automatic assault-type weapon in a fingerprint-resistant finish?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Fingerprints are 90% water. Water corrodes metal rust.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate then to use the words rust-proof than fingerprint-resistant when you're trying to sell this weapon to the general public?
Well, you know, I didn't write the copy for that advertisement, sir. I think you know that.
Did you see it?
Objection, prejudicial.
Sustained, Mr. Rohr.
My apologies, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Janko.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, sir, how much of Vicksburg profits come from assault-type weapons, would you say?
Oh, I have to apologize to you, Mr. Rohr. I do not know the answer. I'm not familiar with that percentage.
But you are familiar with who buys a weapon of this sort, aren't you,
sir? Well, the gun's intended for recreational use.
For who? Farmers or weekend sportsmen?
Home protection.
Or disgruntled day traders?
We sell these guns legally.
Oh, come on, Mr. Janko. You know that this gun is favored by criminals. The statistics of your
sir,
gun company
that is up to law enforcement.
I see. So that's not your problem. Why don't you just tell me?
Objection, Your Honor.
The government's responsibility.
To the jury, sir, that it's not your problem.
Well,
say to my client, Celestewood, who lost her husband, that it's not your problem.
Sustained.
Tell to the wrong point that this Performer 990 with the print resistant finish is not your problem.
I want the Second Amendment, goddammit!
Look, we've got damage control strategies, and your testimony before Cross was hard and strong.
You're the one that told me denial was a route to take here. Yeah, I was improperly prepped.
Now, look, Mr.
You get out of here.
Mr. Fitch, I looked in the faces of those jurors. I didn't see any friends sitting there. Now, where the hell are we with securing my
birthday? Cat and mouse game. We're about to change on.
You just be a little more cat, a little less mouse.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Marley.
Hello, Rankin.
I'm ready to make a deal. I'll meet your terms. I'll pay you the money. I want to meet Nick Easter.
Won't happen. Wendell doesn't need to meet him. And besides, you know he's sequestered.
Well, fine. How about his pal, Jeffrey Kerr? Now, we meet or there's no deal. Non-negotiable. What's it going to be?
I hope you don't mind. I was waiting so long. I made a sandwich.
It's a fine piece, Nick. Longines, Hunter case, circa 1908.
1910, actually. You filming this?
No. I couldn't use it. Neither of us wants a mistrial. No. Can we walk?
Our bus is leaving at 8 a.m. So that gives us a little time together. Marley, please come out of the kitchen. I'm not here to hurt you. Please, sweetheart, sit down. Relax.
So what? I'm supposed to convince you that I have them, right?
Oh, I think you probably got them, or you will have. I just want to know why.
Money.
Safer ways for a sharp kid like you to make money. What's the real reason?
Business, politics, sports. You tell me what isn't rigged. I mean, is there even such a thing as an objective jury, Mr. Fitch?
Not if I can help.
Then why should the lawyers and guys like you make all the profit?
You don't have much faith in the law.
I'm agnostic.
I knew there was something I liked about you. And Marley?
I'll leave it to her to tell you her reasons.
That's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
How well do you know her?
Did you really bring me out here to talk about her?
What's this about?
Well, tomorrow's the big day, and we need a little insurance. So, let's talk. Come on out here. Let's sit down and talk. I'll make you a sandwich.
Pay the money. I can have 10 million wire transferred to the Cayman, subject to verification, of course. But tell me, who have you got?
Fernandez, DeShazo, Grimes, and Dupree are in the back. Dietz and Dukes pretty much follow the others. Herrera and Shaver are wild cards.
No, Shaver's taken care of. Weiss, too.
Huh.
Herrera? I wouldn't worry about him. Are you going to swing this my way?
If you pay? Yes, I will.
Good. Tell Marley I'm ready to conclude our business.
Done.
I must say I'm impressed, Mr. Kerr.
Easter,
correct.
Yeah.
I didn't see you coming. Obviously, I underestimated you. And as a rule, I don't do that. Make damn sure you don't underestimate me. I'm sure one of us will be in touch. I have a feeling after tonight, we're going to be fast friends. Who is this?
Bet you didn't expect to hear from me so soon. Is this a bad time?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Listen, I just wanted you to know you're an associate with the accent. He won't be coming home tonight. At least he won't be walking home. And the price? just went up.
Oh!
15 million, non-negotiable. Get some sleep, Rankin. You're gonna need it. Nothing. I just wanted to hear your voice.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I want you to get some sleep.
Yeah.
I miss you. Good night.
Today, lawyers Wendell Rohr and Durwood Cable will have their last chances to strike the winning blow for their client in the case of Celeste Wood versus Vicksburg Firearms. Closing arguments will begin shortly. The jury has now heard all the evidence.
It's been a very highly charged trial. The jury has been sequestered for some time. It could be the day that they finally get this case and begin their deliberation.
A high-stakes decision will soon be in the hands of the jury. This decision could be a quick one, with the jury delivering a verdict perhaps by day's end.
All Jacob Wood and those 10 other people did, all they did wrong on that Monday morning was to go to work. And there's going to be another shooting and another shooting, and it's not going to let up until we demand a change. You heard
Mr. Garland Jankel, the chief CEO of Vicksburg Firearms, sit in that chair
and say to you that what we do with his guns is not his problem, and he's right. You can make it his problem with your verdict. You may, for the first time, make gun violence the gun industry's problem. If you do, you are going to see fewer senseless deaths. Like my client's husband, Jacob Wood.
After his first year working on a trial, and the reality of how a big firm actually practices law just knocked some of the idealistic wind right out of him. The following spring, after Gabby got her undergraduate degree, he dropped out and they left.
I'm sorry, did you say Gabby?
Gabrielle Brandt. She was Jeff's girl from back home in Gardner.
Gardner, Indiana.
Only one I know of.
Jacob Wood, man in his prime, leaves behind a wife and little boy. I mean, the sadness of that, the incomprehension, that gives way to anger. We must even the score, and not just those that are directly affected, but all of us. We all experience these emotions, which is precisely why the law exists, to do what is just. Now, these families grieve, and we all grieve for them, but that is all the law will allow us to do.
Doyle, where the hell are you?
Headed for exit 245. Some backwater town in central Indiana. But I think I got a good lead on the girl.
Well, move it along. The judge is about to give this thing to the jury.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the evidence and the arguments of counsel. I will now give you some instructions, after which we will hold recess for lunch, and then you'll begin your deliberations.
Wendell Rohr.
Hello, Wendell.
Well, hello, Molly.
Good to hear your voice.
Did you come up with the money?
You know, it's amazing how easy it is to procure $10 million. It's an interesting exercise. $10 million. Like it was nothing. But as bad as I want to win this case, and I do. After 35 years of doing this, you know, I think it's more important that I can rest my head on the pillow at night.
What are you saying?
I will take my chances. I'm not giving you a dime, not a dime.
Well, I am sorry about this.
Because you're giving it to Fitch.
I'm giving it to Fitch. I'm going to take my chances.
Hello. Hello there. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm thinking of buying this house down here. My wife and I have a 3-year-old and another one on the way. And do you think this is a good neighborhood for kids?
Oh, this is a great neighborhood for kids. I raised my girls here.
Oh, really?
I sure did.
This man's life was taken from him. These other people were hurt and killed, and the big-ass gun company made it happen by flouting the law.
Uh-huh. Well, Marine, where does it end, huh? All these folks suing for profit? What next? Have a heart attack? Sue McDonald's? Sue my grocery store? Because you went in there and bought some pork chops there. Now you got clogged arteries?
Brother, you...
Guess what? It is still our right to keep and bear arms. Remember that.
Well, Mr. Fitch, are we concluding our business today or not?
Could you hold for just 1 minute, please?
1 minute.
Doyle, give me something.
Well, I can't really talk right now, sweetheart. I met this nice lady, and she's telling me all about the neighborhood.
The jury has the case.
There could be a verdict any second.
I hear you, sweetheart.
I tell you what, I'll call you back as soon as I get on the road, okay?
Doyle.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye.
We're just in. Roar's not paying. It's yours.
Marley?
Unhappy news, I hear. Roar has taken himself out of the game.
I thought maybe you might be inclined to make a reduction in your selling price.
Look, Rankin, in 30 seconds, you're still going to lose. Understand? Now, do we have a deal or don't we?
We have a deal.
I'm wiring the money.
Congratulations, Mr. Fitch. You just bought yourself a verdict.
It's not our job to change the law. It is our duty to serve it. And the law says this guy, Kevin Peltier, was responsible. Not the gun.
Right.
Yes, we as a people, we are meant to serve the law. But the law is also meant to serve the people.
I'm with you, Gregory. Founders always, you know that, Judge. I initiate the process.
Mr. Fitch, you are
I think a preliminary vote here would help us along if nobody has anything new to say.
Let's vote.
I'd like to say something.
Amazing.
Hey, Frank, let him speak.
Well, I hope you like lots of sugar in your iced tea.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I surely do.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are these your daughters?
Mm-hmm. Gabrielle and Margaret. They were Irish twins. They're just one grade apart.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me. It's still hard to talk about.
I'm sorry.
Well, it was bad enough losing Margaret, but it's been so long since I've spoken to Gabby, I just feel like I've lost them both.
Well, what happened? How did Margaret pass away?
You're not from around here. You wouldn't know about the shooting.
I don't think this case is about guns. I think this case is about the law. And like Frank says, it's about serving the law. But guns are involved, and I don't know anybody in the room or in the world that doesn't feel strongly about guns.
Oh, please.
What's wrong, Frank?
Oh, I can guess which way you lean.
Yeah?
Yeah. You've had an agenda the whole time you've been here.
You got that right.
You're the plainest boy.
Hey, come on, Frank. What are you saying?
It's the truth.
What are you saying?
Let him speak.
Well, what's the problem here? They made a good product. It worked. Case closed.
It's a little more complicated than that, Frank.
A boy, James Pratt, showed up at the high school with some guns that he bought off the street in Indianapolis, and he just started firing.
Yeah, I'm sorry the lady lost her husband. I am, but that's life. I mean, I know a lot of other people had bad times, but they never sued anybody.
Like who?
Like buddies of mine, lost their arms or legs. Never got a thin dime.
And they deserve better. You're right.
You bet I'm right. We're done here, Easter. Could we vote, please?
That's not good enough. That's not good enough. I want to talk about the law. I want to talk about Celeste Wood.
I got a call from the school, and they said that something had happened to Margaret, and that she had died.
She doesn't deserve that money.
Well, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't, but she deserves a few hours of our time.
Can we vote, please?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Anybody else want to vote? Come on, I want to vote.
Tell me why.
Well, I want to vote. Does anyone
else
here?
Let's vote.
How does it work, Frank?
Pipe down, Easter.
Tell me why.
We all got problems here, don't we?
Yeah,
all of us. But we don't get paid for it.
She suffered.
Well, I suffered. I worked my ass off 12 years of crummy jobs. For shit, babe, I have never asked anybody for a handout.
She's not asking for a handout.
That is bullshit. You know it.
She was with Jeff, Scabby's boyfriend. He told me that my girl, she froze. She just stood there. It took seconds. Jeff just kept saying, I couldn't reach her. I couldn't pull her down. He always thought there was something that he could have done.
So what are we going to tell Celeste Wood?
I don't know.
Life
I don't know
isn't fair. Write that on a postcard. Is that the best we got?
I tell you what, Alice. That lawyer can show me all the home movies he wants. I deserve a hell of a lot more for what I've been through than that woman out there. And forget her.
What about the law?
Not the law. I don't care. If the gun company gave that guy an M16 with his morning donut, I'm not giving her a cent.
That's bullshit, Frank. Bullshit.
Who's with Frank?
Yes, I'd like to report a robbery in progress at Mardi Gras Costumes, 6510 Charter Street.
Maybe some of you are afraid or intimidated. Maybe some of you are just out for yourselves. Frank is right about me. I'm the worst offender here. I made up my mind about this case before I stepped through that door. But this trial is not about me. It's not about you. Now we owe it to Celeste Wood to sit in this room and deliberate the facts of the case for as long as it takes. Now, if you don't mind, there's some testimony I'd like to review.
Mr. Vick?
Don't wire the money.
What?
What's going on? Where are you?
I'm in Gardner.
Gardner, Indiana.
It's a setup.
Gardner.
Oh, shit. We got company. Take the network down now.
Okay, people. Pack it up. Tear it down. Now. This is not a test. Clear your drive. Wipe the screens. Let's go. Let's go. Box all photos and files. No monitors. Leave the monitors.
Come on, people.
Mr. Fish? Mr. Fish, we really need to go, sir.
20 seconds!
Liam, what the hell happened in Gardner?
1989, Gardner versus Blackwell Arms. Town sued the gun manufacturer. Town lost. Town went bankrupt. Fitch worked the case. You got it? Fitch worked the case.
Gentlemen, the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Would you hand it to the bailiff, please? Thank you, bailiff. In the matter of Celeste Wood versus Vicksburg Firearms, the jury finds for the plaintiff, Celeste Wood. They award special damages in the amount of $1 million and general damages in the amount of $110 million.
Spontaneous round of applause from the entire courtroom. Obvious support for the teary-eyed widow who waged war on the entire gun industry.
No matter what the anti-gun lobbyists say or the NRA says, on this day, in this courtroom, the final word was given by the jury.
There have been other lawsuits filed against gun manufacturers in the past, and juries have with the gun industry until today. The $110 million award which the jury handed Celeste Wood today could cripple the gun industry. And to say it's been an uphill battle is an understatement. In fact, you might say it's been a David and Goliath battle. Today, the gun industry giant has won. Well, is that all that?
10 years, Fitch.
They're going to appeal the gun company. You know that, right?
Of course. Not with you.
You show up in another case, any case, even a contested parking ticket, this gets faxed to the IRS.
And the Justice Department, Federal Board of Judicial Review, you're out, retired as of today. Gardner, Indiana.
School's your name.
He remembers.
Blackwell Arms. The town really thought they had that one, didn't they?
We did have it.
Now what? What on earth are you going to do with all that money, huh? $15 million, that changes people.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hoping. See, back home, the victims' families could really use that money.
Goodbye, Fitch.
Oh, wait. How did you swing them, huh? How did you swing them your way? I hear you got 10 votes. You know, how'd you do that?
I didn't swing anybody. I just stopped you from stealing the thing. You let them vote their hearts. That means you lose. Enjoy your drink.
What do you think you can just walk away from this? Huh? And I'm betting that the two of you can't stop. Because if you did, what would you have? Nothing!
Get me an extra order of cornbread. Get on that table, Milton. It'll be 1 minute.
Got it.
Thank you.